Good morning, Austin Engineering.
Hi, Carrie, please.
May I ask who's calling?
Yes, this is Julian from Bank of Cardiff.
From Dave and Curtis?
Bank of Cardiff.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It sounds funny on the phone, I know.
And you said your first name was again?
Julian.
Julian.
Yeah.
All right. Just 1 minute, please.
All right, thanks. Hi, Carrie. This is Julian calling from Bank of Cardiff. How's it going?
Bank of what?
Bank of Cardiff. We're a business bank. Looks like you might have spoke with one of our reps, one of our associates maybe in February. And I just wanted to follow up with you. Okay, you probably talk to a million people a day, huh? anyway, I have you pre-approved for financing based on your history of Wells Fargo Equipment Finance. And I just wanted to follow up with you and this maybe for the summer, see what kind of business needs you have coming up that I might be able to help you with. We're a privately held business bank, and we specialize in working capital and equipment financing. So I help businesses like yours all the time bring on new equipment. So do you have any plans for the summer maybe, bringing on some new trucks or anything like that?
Yeah, I've always got plans.
Yeah?
What you got going on? I don't know. Why don't you send me what you can do on rates? You're saying how you're pre-approved. You obviously have already accessed my credit history somewhere along the line. What entity is it that you're researched? We have several entities around here.
Yeah, it's a KBG partnership.
Okay, well, that one's fairly much inactive as far as purchasing new stuff.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, honestly, the pre-approval is pretty generic. It's just based on a UCC filing that you had with Wells Fargo. A UCC filing, it's a public record. It just means that you borrowed money. Okay, gotcha. Some of these guys don't.
Send me some information about your company, because I typically don't take cold calls on the phone. And
gotcha, I understand.
If you've got email or whatever, and you've got company information and whatnot, and track record or whatever, email it to me, and I'll take a look.
Absolutely,
at it.
Yeah. We've actually been around for 14 years, so we've been through the recession and all that stuff. So how long have you been in business for, sir?
Since 1946. Where are you
based?
Wow,
good for you. That's insane. No, you've been through like three recessions, then, huh?
More than I care to go through. Where are you based at?
You're still here. I'm actually in San Diego.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. My email address. I'm going to give you my email address. Do not share it with anyone. I get enough
shit. I promise I will not.
Email already.
I promise I will not.
Comanche, like the Indian.
It's Commanche.
No, one M. Comanche. Comanche. Comanche 71 at AOL.com.
71 at AOL.com. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I still use AOL. I'm the only one in the country that does, but I've never had a different email address. Don't ever plan to have one. So.
Hey, why change it, though? You probably have so many contacts on there, and everybody knows your email. Why would you want to change it, you know?
Yeah. All right, send it to me, and we'll take a look and see what you can do.
Okay, is it okay if I follow up with you maybe on Monday just to see if you got it? Maybe we can discuss some.
That's fine. Just make sure that you put a header on there that I recognize who you are in case it hits my spam folder.
Okay, cool. Would you mind just responding to it when you get it just so I know that you got it?
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Carrie. Appreciate you.
When are you going to send it?
Within the next 5 minutes.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Carrie. Talk soon. Bye.